New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian declined to be interviewed by AM today, but joining us now is the man who'd like her job, the Labor leader, Michael Daly. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Morning, Sabra. How are you?
Well, thanks. Preferencing the Shooters Party and the two key seats could have ramifications for your party in the wake of the Christchurch massacre last week. How regretful are you that Labor's locked in those agreements?
Well, what we've said in relation to that, let's be real, that question goes straight to the heart of gun control, and I've been very, very strong on this. I've said that in a former life as a customs officer, I stopped prohibited weapons coming into the country. I was then a minister for police, and I was under pressure then to relax gun laws, and I said no, no, absolutely no. And I've said that if the Liberals and the Shooters and the National Party combine in this parliament, if I'm the Premier, to weaken gun laws in New South Wales, then I'll resign.
Sure,
that's part of the parliament.
That's your commitment, but your party machinery has locked in a deal giving preferences to the Shooters in two crucial seats which could help that party win MPs and possibly share the balance of power in a hung parliament.
Well, they've said yesterday they won't deal with us in a hung parliament, so that question's now academic, and we won't do deals with them either, and we won't do deals with the Greens. There'll be no coalition, no deals. And I have to say, in all fairness, Sabra, the National Party and the Coalition are doing deals with the Liberal Democrats. And you want to talk about extreme gun policy, they want children to use guns. They want to remove the prohibitions on military-style weapons. And they want to remove the registration for all long arms and have people carry guns around for personal protection. Now, the Coalition are doing deals with them. So you can't make one point on one side and not the other. But I am committed to the gun laws in Australia. I will not see them watered down, not one iota. That is my ironclad commitment to all of your listeners.
All right. Your plan to refurbish a football stadium in Sydney is a key policy. The Parliamentary Budget Office has sought urgent information to establish if the concessional loan that you're offering to refurbish it should be listed as an expense rather than revenue. This is really important. So what is it?
That's just a furphy of a story. Treasury knew about this costing back in January. The Parliamentary Budget Office have issued their costing. They've said, number one, my idea.
So Mr. Daly, it's a simple question. If it is an expense, this blows $684 million in your budget. So what is it?
Well, I don't know where that $684 million came from. That's not a costing of our policy. That's been put out there today. I'll tell you what's really happening behind the scenes here. The Parliamentary Budget Office is independent. It's done its costing with Treasury. The Treasury's known about this since January. They didn't raise any objection. And in the last 24 hours, the Premier's office and the Treasurer's office are monstering, bullying the Parliamentary Budget Office to get them to change their costing.
I know Stephen Bartos. Stephen Bartos, he's the Parliamentary Budget Officer, and he's not a man who will be bullied around, let me tell you.
Exactly. That's correct. That's exactly right, Sabra. And that's why we have faith in him and his independence and not this last-minute screaming and tantrum throwing by the government because they know that their stadium policy is a stinker. That's what this is all about.
You muddled your figures on education funding earlier this week, and an old video emerged of you saying that Asian students were taking jobs here in Sydney. Do these missteps show that perhaps you're just not experienced enough to be Premier?
No, I think it shows that politicians are human. So during the debate, we made four or five errors each. Big ones by the Premier announced toll on the M4, didn't understand Gonski funding, wouldn't accept that she'd cut $20 million from the domestic violence budget.
Let's talk about you because some of those education figures were horribly out of whack.
No, they weren't. I just got the capital and the recurrent expenditure mixed up in the heat of a debate. With so many numbers running through your head at the costings time, I had two numbers to choose from. I got them wrong, and on TV, you can't do that. I accept that. But we're all humans. People expect politicians to be superhuman. But can I make the point, Sabra? It's not a contest of memory. It's a contest of ideas.
It is a contest of ideas, but it's also the biggest state economy in Australia. And some voters will be wondering, can New South Wales afford a premier who perhaps gets these figures wrong and they're really important figures?
Well, I won't have to. It's not a game show. I'll have a treasury behind me to help me with all of those things. And I've just explained that in the heat of a debate, I just got two numbers mixed up and the premier got a heap of numbers mixed up as well. I've been the finance minister in a previous government and we left.
Sure, and that probably means that you shouldn't get figures muddled up.
Well, I'm human. I'm sure you've got figures muddled up now and then as well. And we all make mistakes. And that was a small one in the scheme of things because it was in the heat of a debate. That what the important thing your listeners will need to know is that our costings done by Stephen Bartos have been rock solid. And in fact, this time around, we have bigger surpluses and lower debt than the government. That's the important thing. The costings of the Labor opposition are absolutely rock solid, pristine this time around. And we left the state budget in excellent shape for this government to inherit.
Labor leader Michael Daly, thank you for joining AM this morning.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Sabra.